about Ukraine? We're talking about Ukraine.
So Ukraine's another one that would have never happened. October 7th would have never happened. Ukraine would have never happened. I was with Putin and I told him, Vladimir, if you do it, we're going to bomb the shit out of Moscow. And you have to say it. It's always smart. My father would say, you're going to learn to take the lumps out. So I said, Vladimir, look, you and I are good friends and we like each other. We do good. We really like each other. But if you go into Ukraine, I'm going to bomb the shit. I have no choice. I'm going to bomb the shit out of Moscow. He said, no way. Don't forget, I'm the one that turned off the pipeline. He said, well, you did. And then Biden lets in, and then they say, I'm weak on Russia. You know, these guys, it's all. I ended the Nord Stream 2. And then when this guy came in, he gave him, in the first week, the right to build it. You know, I had it done. It wasn't going to happen. And then Biden comes in, and then they say, oh, he's in the pocket of Russia. Putin said, if you're in the pocket, I'd hate to see where you go. No, it's the biggest project they've ever had. And I ended it, I had it done. But I said to him, and by the way, the same thing with Xi. It was almost an identical conversation. With Putin, I said, if you go in to Ukraine, we're going to bomb the shit out of Moscow. I'm telling you, I have no choice. The public wants it. The public. So he goes like, I don't believe you. He said, no way, and I said, way. And then he goes, like, I don't believe you, but the truth is, he believed me 10%. And I told you this, he believed me 10%. Then I'm with President Xi of China. They greet me with 100,000 troops on there. I don't know, they look pretty. Every troop is the same height. You could play pool in the, if they, you could play billiards on top of their hats. The place, like, this most perfect thing I've ever seen. Everybody is like, perfect, same height, same, they look identical. It's not that easy. And they got plenty of backup. You know, they got 1.5 billion people, really. 1.5 billion people. Them and India, the two big ones. But I said the same thing to them. I said, you know, if you go into Taiwan, I'm going to bomb the shit out of Beijing. He thought I was crazy. He said, Beijing, you're going to bomb me. I said, I have no choice. I got to bomb you. We're going to bomb Beijing. And he didn't believe either, except 10%. And 10% is all you need. In fact, 5% would have been okay, too. And we never had a problem. We would have never had a problem. But we'll see what happens. Look, we got to win this election. We got so many other things to do. The tax cut.